Okay, firstly, the learning tonight should be as your first lema to Abi Thurm, Avram Chaim, then Yenta Falka Besoch Shar Chal Yisrael. He should have first lema along with all the others who are in great need. Tonight's topic was suggested by David Samuels. It's a topic I think I've been thinking about, perhaps many of you as well, of hitting Zman Kriyashma. Nowadays, we're waking up later, and other concerns. So his particular question was very specific. I can relate to it. Was that he has a set chavrusa at whatever time it is, and he can't daven at that time, so he wants to know if he could say Shema separately before learning, and then after his chavrusa, say a full Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. But that later Shmoneh Esrei is going to daven, that Shema is going to be after Sozman Kriyat Shema. So the question is it advisable for a person to say Shema earlier, outside the context of davening, and then daven later, the full Shema, full brachos, full Shmoneh Esrei, after Sozman Kriyat Shema, or is it better for him to miss that chavrusa and daven everything bizman? So for me, just my schedule, for example, on Thursdays, I give a shiur at 7 o'clock for Daf Yomi, I give a shiur for the Chabura at 8 o'clock, so I usually daven at 8:30 on Thursdays, which is after Sozman Kriyat Shema. So should I say Shema earlier, or should I cut out the chavrusa, should I cut out the learning? Or of course, I could of course daven everything before my 7 o'clock shiur. So that's the question. So let's go through one by one, and you can plug it into your particular scenario if it's relevant. So in terms of the Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema, when Shema begins, so that's the Gemara tells us in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that when it comes to the time of Mishayira es Chavero Haragil Imo, if you recognize a person who's Dal Amos away, who you know, a neighbor who you know well, if it's Dal Amos away, it's dark, it's starting to get a little bit light, and you could see him 6 feet away or so, that's Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema. You shouldn't daven before that, only from that point on. When is Sof Zman Kriyat Shema? When does it end? So that too is the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, Ad Sof Shalosh Shalos, until the 3 hours have passed. So the big question is, how do you define 3 hours? How do you calculate 3 hours? So this is a very, very important machlokus between the Gra and the Magen Avraham. You look at most Zmanim calendars, you'll have a Shita of the Magen Avraham and the Shita of the Gra. So the Magen Avraham calculates his 3 hours from Amud HaShachar, and the Gra calculates his from Netzach Amah. Netzach Amah is later. So that means the Gra has a later Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, and the Magen Avraham has an earlier Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. So for example, today, the Magen Avraham's time was 8:32 or so with Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, and the Gra was around 9:20 a.m. this morning. So there's a big discrepancy, almost an hour difference. So who are we trying to hit? How do we paskim? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Leinei L'chachila ain't nafkamina, because you really shouldn't be davening so late anyways. You should daven much earlier. So you shouldn't even get into this time zone of the Magen Avraham and the Gra. Okay, that's very nice, and certainly what should be encouraged. But Lamaisa, many of us on a regular basis, and certainly on Shabbos, we are hitting that time zone of the Magen Avraham and the Gra. So do we pass like the Magen Avraham and we should try to hit 8:30? Or we have more time like the Gra and we have 9:20? So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Chav Dalet, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah and follow him along all over the place, he almost always is Machri the Din, like the Gra Legabe Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, which is the later Zman. Many, many places he always quotes the Gra, the Gra, the Gra. Many Rishonim hold like the Gra, he writes, and most people have the custom to paskin like the Gra, a much later Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. That's how Rav Moshe comes out. The Chazanish also, who's normally very machmir, he says, L'chadchila, you can rely on the later Zman of the Gra, and that was his practice. That being said, you always have those who want to be more machmir. The Stipler was more machmir, Shemaz Adaraisa, Savik Daraisa, L'chumra. Should we machmir for the Shita of the Magen Avraham much earlier? And Rav Aaron Cutler was also machmir on the Shita of the Magen Avraham, the earlier Zman. But L'chachila, we really paskin like the Gra, the later Zman, but you should try to keep in mind, if possible, to hit the earlier Zman of Magen Avraham. So that's in general. So now what happens if you're going to miss either one of these Zmanim? What would the Eitza be? So the Rama writes in Simon Memvav, he says he's talking about the regular Birchos HaShachar and the Karbanos. In that discussion, he says, Tov Lomar B'Shachris Achash Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Lilam Va'ed. Like you find in all the Sidurim, a little Shema, a little Baruch Shem, and then usually in like small font, you have a V'Hafta. So what's that all about? So the Rama writes, Kilapamim showing im kriyashma lekroso shelo bismana v'yotibaze. Because sometimes you're going to be delayed in catching shema bismana, whether you're late or whether the tzibur is running late, or whatever the reason is. So if you say it earlier b'karbanos, you're yote shema and the shema without saying the brachos around it. That's the eitzah. So can we rely on this? So the Gra says we should not rely on this. You should daven shema with the context of a brachos. Saying Shema outside of brachos is really missing the point. You should say brachos, Shema, Shmur Esrei, lump it all together. So the Be'er Lacha, when he quotes this Gra that one should not rely on Shema in the morning, he says that what happens if you're in a minyan that's running late? So he says maybe the Gra would say better to daven b'yechidus, the brachos of Shema and Shema and Shmur Esrei, daven b'yechidus everything before Zman, as opposed to saying Shema earlier and then catching the brachos and Shmur Esrei later after the Zman. It sounds like the Gra would have preferred davening b'yechidus to catch everything before Sof Zman Kriya Shema. That being said, the Be'er Lacha says we don't assume like this Gra. We rely on the Ramah that you're allowed to say Shema earlier by itself in the context of Karbanos, and then later on catch the brachos and everything else with Shmona Esrei. But that's all true when a person is trying to catch a minyan. But let's say you're davening b'chidus. So b'chidus, I shouldn't say Shema earlier in order to catch a later on brachos and Shmona Esrei. I should try to say everything earlier. There has to be a good reason why I'm saying Shema earlier now. So the good reason of the Ramah is because you're trying to catch a minyan. But there's no minyan to catch now, so I shouldn't wake up in the morning at 7, say Shema, and have a cup of coffee, and hang out, and read the newspaper, and then daven Shema at 9:30. That's not ideal. What are you gaining by doing that? So when davening b'chidus, you should really say everything before this month. But what happens if you're in my predicament, or what David Samuel suggested, you have a set chavrus, so you can't move it. So if the chavrus, or the learning, it's the only time you can learn, what would you say in that case? So I haven't seen this discussed, but I would be noted to say, based on just what I'm seeing here in the different poskim, that it would be allowed and even recommended. If your only time to learn is 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, let's say, I would think it's very kedai. If you can say everything beforehand, and the only time you could say it is after 9 o'clock, I would think it's very plausible to say Shema earlier, just as Shema, to be yotze the Shema, and then after your chavrusa, to say the full davening, the brachos of Kriya Shema, Shema, and Shmur Esrei. That to me makes a lot of sense. I didn't speak to any other poskim, but it seems to make a lot of sense. Now, in a situation where a person is saying Shema earlier, just to be yotze Shema, so what does a person have to say? So when you read the Ramah says all you have to say is Shema and Baruch Shem. This goes back to the big discussion, what do you have to say in general to be yotze the mitzvah of Shema? Is it one pasuk? Is it one parsha? Is it all three parshios? Ramah says all you have to say is Shema and Baruch Shem. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, even though Yesh Omrim say that's enough to just say that one pasuk, many say you need the whole parsha. And then he says, not only that, there are those, it's Yoser Tov, to say Kol Shlosha Parshios, to say all three parshios of Shema. This way you could be Yotze Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Haskaris Yitzias Mitzrayim as well, when saying Shema. So ideally is, if you're saying Shema earlier, outside the context of brachos and Shmur Esrei, you should say the full three paragraphs of Shema, and have in mind, you're being yotze to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, it's a din deraisa. Because anytime there's a mitzvah deraisa, you should have kavana, mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana. Let's say you're not sure. You don't know. You're not sure the pace of the tzibur. Maybe you'll make it, maybe you won't make it. In that case, the post can say Shema earlier, al tanai. And say, if the tzibur doesn't make the minyan, the zman later on, I'm yotze right now. And if they do make the zman later on, now is not being yotze, I'll be yotze later on with the rest of the tzibur as long as they make it before Sof Zman Kriya Shema. Now, what about a case, let's say, between Magen Avraham and the Gruz later? So let's say you're right between Magen Avraham and the Gruz time. That I'm going to make the later time of the Gra, 9:20, but I'm going to miss the earlier time of 8:30 of the Magen Avraham. What should you do in that case? So the Be'er Lacha says, in that case, you're also allowed to, say Shema earlier to catch the Zman of the Magen Avraham, even though you'll make the Gra Zman later on. Meaning we pass like the Gra normally, the 9:20. But if you want to be Yotze, all she does, it's also Kedai to say Shema earlier to chop the Zman of the Magen Avraham, if at all possible. And finally, you have to wear tefillin when saying Shema earlier. When you say Shema, Bizmana, and part of the whole Shmur Esrei, davening, everything like that, you have to wear tefillin. The Gemara says that one who says Shema without tefillin is Eid Sheker. Because I'm reciting all of Shema, I'm speaking about tefillin and letotafos, I'm not wearing tefillin at the same time, that's Eid Sheker. That's false testimony. So you have to say Shema with tefillin. But let's say I'm saying Shema earlier during Kabbalah just to be Yotze this Zman. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to wear tefillin at that time. He says, the chala kore kriyashma beli tefillin ki ilu meir eid sheker ba'atmo, and therefore one should wear tefillin earlier. Now it's not always so easy to do that. You know, to put tefillin on in the early morning, say Shema, take it off, go learn for an hour, put it back on, might be a little bit inconvenient. So if you can do that, that's certainly recommended. But we'll finish with this. There is a tshuva of the Shaul Meshiv. The Shaul Meshiv writes that he spoke about himself, that he would say Shema earlier. Then he, for refuah reasons or for just lack of energy, he'd have to drink some water, some coffee. So for him to put tefillin on, say Shema, take it off, have some water, put it back on, was a big tircha for him. So he writes and he concludes based on a very nice tshuva that one does not have to wear tefillin when they say Shema early in the day when you're being yotzei the Shema. So again, let's go through everything quickly as a summary because there's a lot of information. Ideally, best to say everything together in order. Brichas Kriyat Shema, with Shema, and Shmoneh Esrei before Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. If you're not going to hit it, so then a person should say Shema by itself earlier. If you can wear tefillin during that time, it's not a tircha, great. If you cannot, it's fine to just say Shema earlier without tefillin, ideally all three parshas. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow night, there was a suggested, as a continuation from yesterday's discussion, we'll thus discuss the halacha of hearing aids with regards to Shabbos, perhaps Tkiyas HaShofar, various other topics that will be tomorrow night in Mirat Hashem. Everyone, have a wonderful night.